You asked for it. Used to be a TV program. But today it's about the salvation that God has to offer. You ask for it, you're going to get it. My dad used to say that. Just before he whooped my butt. But today we're going to talk about the salvation that God has to offer in Christ Jesus our Lord. You asked for it. You asked Jesus to save you. Well, the salvation that God has to offer is Jesus Christ in you. It is the life of Christ. And when you receive Jesus, you receive the life of Christ. And Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the sin bearer. He takes the beatings. He gets nailed to the cross. He says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He stands in the gap on behalf of the land. He is the Savior. And when you receive Him, you receive His Spirit to reign as Lord in your heart. That is, when you understand that's what you're doing and you get serious about it, then you can honor His Spirit to reign as Lord in your heart. And when you do that, you get the ministries of Christ and you take the beatings. You take the rejection. You'll be rejected and despised of man. You will be esteemed not. Isaiah 53, you got to read the book. That is the life you get, the salvation that God has to offer. So you asked for it. So you were supposed to pray for everybody, and when they beat on us, turning the other cheek, loving our enemies, just like Jesus. Even while we were enemies, Christ died for us. That's our life's work. That's our life. That's the salvation, the adoption, the fellowship, and the sufferings of Christ. You asked for it. Praise the Lord. He gives us an opportunity to be one with Him. Not just here in His sufferings, but in glory. After we're done serving our time here, representing Him, being His hands, His heart, His mouth, His eyes and ears, His nose, His arms to love people with, and to reach into the fire after them to snatch them out of it, hating the garments even though defiled by the flesh. It's a real life of Christ. And you ask for it, you're gonna get it. Praise the Lord, He's faithful. And He does this to everybody. I don't think that He's picking on you, because He does it to everybody in the whole world. Everybody. He nails everybody to the cross. He brings everybody to their knees. And it's only people that have ears to hear, or a heart that hears God, that isn't hard, that hasn't turned their back to Him, but rather their face, that receives Jesus to reign as Lord. This is God's program, Jesus Christ. Jesus is going to be glorified in this world. That's what this world's all about, is the glorification of Jesus Christ. And He'll be glorified in the righteous and in the wicked, who even the wicked shall praise Him in that day. Amen. So rejoice exceedingly. Praise the Lord. Wherever you go, pray for everybody. 'Cause that's our job.